You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And basketball analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
It's time for the Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Tagway along for the ride, Zoom and Pod right here on CLNS Media Network. We are exclusively brought to you by our daily fantasy partner at CLNS Media, Prize Picks. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks. Okay, we're going to do some college hoop mostly here with Jeff. Bob is on assignment. In other words, his computer's broken. Stand by. More on that coming up.
No, he's at the Big East tournament.
Bob Ryan get pissed at a laptop. Maybe we'll
get
the video.
He's at the Big East tournament, Gary. He's working. He's grinding. Okay. We're going to talk a little bit about Rick Pitino and St. John's in a minute.
We are. Celtics can't beat Denver. I want to touch on that. I've always been an alarmist. But I think the best player in the world right now plays for the Nuggets. And I'm worried that they're in Tatum's head. They are 0-2 against him so far this year. I think both teams will meet in the finals, but they got to find a way to take care of the Nuggets.
Well, you just trust Jokic more than you trust anybody. Just do. You trust him because he always seems to make the right decision, Gary. Like, that's the thing with him. What do you do to guard him? Okay, you double him. He's going to pick your part passing the ball. He could score in the post. There's no answer for him. He just makes everybody better consistently from a spot that nobody does that. Like, nobody really does that. So he's so unique. Obviously, their culture is so strong. They believe they can win the whole thing. Jokic is just a different dude. He's a different dude who, in a way, again, the beauty of him is he hasn't been told how great he is his whole life. You could tell where, like, the Tatums, the Jaylen Browns, those guys come from the AAU culture. It's a little different. And you know how I feel about Tatum, but he's not at that level. He's not, and we don't trust him yet. With everything on the line, we haven't seen him do it yet. We've seen that with Jokic.
When you say, I mean, I'm paraphrasing here, he's pretty much the perfect player right now. He really is, because I rarely see him make the wrong play.
And it's amazing.
It is amazing. It really is amazing. I think the Celtics are deeper. I think the Celtics are probably better defensively. But you take that big guy and you take the Joker man, and he will just pick you apart and do whatever he has to do. It doesn't matter if it's going to be 15 assists or if it's going to be 25 points or 30 points or what have you. Do you think it's in Tatum's head because he's had two bad games against him?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit.
That worries me.
Yeah. It's just funny because you look at the rest of the rosters, and legitimately, other than Jokic, you say, like, I'd take the Celtics player if you go head-to-head in every area. Legitimately, every one of them. Like, maybe Jamal Murray, you might say Jaylen Brown and Jamal Murray, a little bit of a wash. But you probably, most people probably go Jaylen Brown. Like, Aaron Gordon's a nice piece. But Denver just fits together well. They actually fit together very well. And again, when you have Jokic, like, put four dudes around him. Like, Gordon can't shoot, but Porter can shoot. Jamal Murray can shoot. Caldwell Pope can shoot. So they can pick you apart because you trust them as shooters. I think more than you trust the Celtics maybe in the playoffs as shooters. Like, as now again, the talent level, you take the Celtics starting five all day, every day, overall, over Denver. But right. Jokic scares the hell out of me. He scares the hell out of me.
You've been on the road. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it. Derek White in the Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
I haven't seen it. No, yeah, but how great. Good.
He's awesome. With the he's with the Dunkin' guy, the Boston guy, yeah. and he's on a yeah. work site with him. I mean, this guy is, he's come out of his shell on the floor and off the floor. It's great to see. All
he's
right,
the
now
best.
Let's get to the listen, college listen. Game.
I say it all the time, Gary. He's the best. He's, I don't even know him well. And every time I see him, it's like the biggest smile and like right. I've known him for 20 years. Like I've known some, like Tatum, right? Tatum, I've known since he was 15. It's like I've known Derek White since he was playing AU ball. Maybe I watched an AU game that I don't remember with Derek White in it where he was sitting on the end of the bench. He's like the 13th man in a really good AU team or something. But that dude is always happy, always smiling, the best damn teammate. You will never hear a bad word from anybody on Derek White.
Let's move on to the NCAA right now. I agree. And I'm happy he's getting his due and making a look and getting some endorsements. Rick and Richard Pitino.
Yes.
Punching their ticket, father and son, to the NCAA tournament. By the way, you know better than me. I mean, I covered Rick when he was here.
And yeah. Of course,
you know, his son was, God, I don't know. He was a
kid. He was a kid.
He was a kid, yes. 5 years old or whatever. Are they alike?
No. They're like polar opposites.
Really?
Like, they couldn't be more different. Couldn't be more different. And Richard will tell you that. Like, that's on purpose. Richard's got great work-life balance. They're sarcastic, but in different ways. Richard's like ultra sarcastic, like maybe the most sarcastic coach in America. He's self-deprecating. Like he'll make fun of himself all the time. I was out there a couple weeks ago for a game at New Mexico at the Pit, which is one of the best atmospheres in college basketball. First time I'd ever been there. I roll in at 6:30 to the arena. I'd flown in from Logan, Utah. I roll in at 6:30. The game's at 8. I'm in his office at 6:35. I look down at my watch or my phone. I don't have a watch. And it's 7:20. And I said to him, I'm like, dude, don't you have to like talk to your team or something? Like he's just bullshitting. And he looks at me. He's like, yeah, whatever. I'll get there. Like, that's the type of guy he is. He you would love him. Maybe we'll get him on the pod one day because I think he probably loved to talk to Bob.
This is so funny. You get along great with the kid, but not the old man.
No, now we're good. The old man and I are good now.
Okay.
We didn't talk for 5 years. Rick said there was no bad blood or anything. I think I might have been texting the wrong phone number or something. Maybe I was texting the number he had in Greece or something. I don't know, but we're good. And they both had huge wins yesterday. Bob was at one of them. Bob is at the Big East tournament. And St. John's beat Seton Hall. Two, I think effectively, we don't know 100%, punch their ticket in the NCAA tournament. Rick's first year at St. John's. Richard is in his second year at New Mexico, and they had a huge win last night to, I think, again, get him in the field. Now, here's my deal, Gary. This is what I've been banging the drum for. There's a first four. I don't know how much you follow it, but first four is four games. They play basically to get in the main bracket. Winners move forward. Right. I want to see Rick versus Richard in the first four in the worst way. They probably won't do it, but they could. Like, they're both in the equation for first four game, and man, how great would that be? You'd watch that, and you're not
everybody would.
College hoops fan, but if you knew Rick and Richard were playing, I just think that would drum up interest for the first four that just has never been there.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's a tournament season or the fight for a playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you could turn your hoops knowledge into serious cash. Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. Prize Picks is really simple to play, and I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. Download the app today and use code CLNS for a first deposit match up to $100. Use the code CLNS for the first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
All right, let's talk about some other issues right now with Tennessee and North Carolina and others vying for a number one seed. The final one, right?
Yeah, I mean, the three number one seeds have been locked in for a while, and that's UConn, the defending national champs.
Right.
Danny Hurley's got them rolling again. They're the favorite to win the whole thing. Purdue, the team that lost to FDU in the first round last year, and they're looking to do what Virginia did a few years ago, which is lose to a 16 seed, bounce back and win the whole thing. And then Houston, who I saw here in Kansas City at the Big 12 tournament, Kelvin Sampson, former NBA assistant coach, by the way, has been unbelievable getting this Houston program where it is. The fourth number one, probably a three-horse race right now between Tennessee, North Carolina, and Arizona. And, you know, I think ultimately if Carolina – they beat Duke last week at Duke. They've got a good shot. Tennessee was in great shape until they lost to Kentucky. You know, the great thing about this year's tournament, Gary, is that there's just not, even though UConn is being touted as like a dominant team, they're not dominant in a sense that if you look at them, here's what they have. They've got a freshman named Stephen Castle who's going to be a lottery pick, but he's like their fifth best player. You've got a big man, Donovan Klingon, who's 7 foot, 270, who is from Bristol, Connecticut, a sophomore, who's probably going to be a first-round pick, but he's not a dominant player. Their three best players are Tristan Newton, point guard, who's not going to be an NBA player, Alex Caravan, who's from Southboro, Massachusetts, by the way, and will probably be a second-round pick, just smart, knows how to play. And then they added a kid, Cam Spencer, who started his career at Loyola Maryland, went to Rutgers last year, through the portal, and he's an elite shooter and just tough as shit. But they don't have, I guess what I'm getting at is they've got good talent. They don't have like exceptional talent. Dan Hurley's done an incredible job with this program, getting it back to where it was under Jim Calhoun.
So overall, when I hear you speak of college basketball and you talk, how has it been impacted negatively and positively by the changes we've seen recently with the payment of players? Are players going to stay in school longer because they can actually make some money? How is it affecting the level of play?
Big men will stay in school longer because the NBA doesn't want them. You know, like Zach Edey at Purdue, the best player in the country the last 2 years. He'll leave after this year. He's got one more year left if he wanted it, an extra COVID year, but he's not going to take it because he's done all he can do. But if he came back, he'd make more money in college right now through NIL deals. Hunter Dickinson, big kid, transferred from Michigan to Kansas. He's got one more year, COVID year left. He'll probably go back to Kansas because he can make $1 million at Kansas. And if he comes out, he's probably a two-way guy in the NBA making $500,000. So if you're a smart business, if you've got people around you telling you, hey, listen, you may never make this money again. You're not a lock NBA player because of the way the big man has changed in the league, then go back to school, make $1 million instead of $500,000. It's a smart business decision. There's also, you know, some of the top players have gone to Overtime Elite, have gone to G League Ignite. So it's just college this year, and the recruiting classes haven't been great the last couple of years. You know, Cooper Flagg's going to change that next year. And then A.J. Davanza from Brockton, Mass., you know, Cooper Flagg from Maine.
Oh, yeah. AJ, Yeah,
AJ is the next year. Those guys may change that a little bit. But, yeah, it's been a little bit of a down year, and then you've got a lot of people frustrated by the changing rosters, and myself included. It's not like the old days where you were like, I know who's on this team, who's on this team, who's on this team. It takes a while to get to – learn right. The rosters, and if you're a fan of those teams, a lot of time you don't have a chance to fall in love with these guys for too long because they're going to leave. They're going to go somewhere else for more money. They're going to go in the transfer portal and try to get more money somewhere else.
Is the quality of the game better or worse?
Worse. Not even close. Because of the changing rosters. You know, like everybody's got a new roster. So it takes until like January or February to figure out your team. They're all new, other than Purdue brought back most of its team. That's why they're so good this year. Part of the reason. But there aren't a lot of those.
Has Cooper Flagg faced enough quality competition to get a true read on him?
Yeah. Because the AU circuit.
Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, the AU circuit, he played for a team in Maine that they kept together, which is awesome because he could have went anywhere. But they wanted to stay together. Andy Bedard coaches him.
Andy Bedard coached?
Yeah.
Rumford, Maine's Andy Bedard. I went to school with his uncle.
Yeah, really good guy. And his mom is very involved. She was a player, obviously. She helps coaches the team. She's awesome. So they played against the best competition in the country, and they won on a team from Maine. They kept them together. So, like, this dude was incredible last year playing against all the best players. And then he goes to Montverde Academy. You know, transferred there before this year, left Maine, again, to play for a coach that is a MF-er. Named Kevin Boyle, one of the top high school coaches, prep school coaches in the country, been doing it for 25 years. So, yeah, this kid's going to be ready. He's going to be ready, and I'd be shocked if he's not the poster child for college basketball next year and somebody that gets a ton of interest.
Okay, so what's his ceiling for the NBA?
He's different. So, like, he's so different because – you look at him first and you're like, all right, white dude, 6'8", 6'9". All right, he's going to be Larry Bird, right? Like, that's what you look at. Now, he passes it a little bit like Larry. He does. He passes it like Larry. He doesn't shoot it like Larry. He's an elite shot blocker at 6'9". An elite passer, can handle it, but he's so much more athletic than Larry. So, like, try to – they're just different. The only thing they look – They're white and they're 6'8", 6'9". But he's athletic. Larry's not. They're both elite passers. He's an elite shot blocker. He's not the shooter Larry was. So I don't know who I'd compare him to. I don't think he's like anybody I've ever seen because his strengths are very different. Again, like, he'll be a good shooter. And I don't know how much better he's gotten this year. I haven't seen him in high school this year. He'll get better because he works. He's never had to shoot it from three because – he can do whatever the hell he wants, get in the basket.
The game has just changed so much, regardless of the height, regardless of the physical elements or attributes of the player. Before, that used to define what a player can do. Now it doesn't. It doesn't at all. I mean, you know, we've just seen it. Porzingis shoots threes. That's all you need to know. So,
yeah,
like, you can't stereotype any player anymore. Based on the way they look.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jerry Stackhouse, former NBA great, obviously North Carolina great, fired from Vanderbilt after five seasons. He was 9-23. What I found interesting about this is, didn't they give him a big deal?
Yeah, they gave him an extension last year, which is baffling because he had one good half a year last year. And I've said it from when he was hired. And he was hired by a previous AD at Vandy, but like, I have killed this. For 10 years, I've been killing all these former NBA guys that were hired in college. Most of them have sucked. It's a different game, Gary. It's recruiting. It's a different lifestyle. That's right. In the NBA, it's the travel. The travel's difficult. The back-to-backs, the life on the road. But once you're done with games and practice, you're done. Brad Stevens would tell this to me all the time when he went from college to the NBA. He would say, like, I'm driving home from practice, and I'm like, I'm looking for people that want to call me, and I'm looking for people to call. My phone's not ringing anymore. What the hell's going on? And it's just a different lifestyle. The summer, they have it off for the most part in NBA. Where in college, it's like it ramps up. You got to be on the road. You got to be recruiting all the time. You got now the transfer portal, NIL. So I'll give you a list, and it dates back years ago. Clyde Drexler sucked when he went to Houston, his alma mater. He was terrible. Chris Mullen sucked. Mark Price sucked. Patrick Ewing sucked. Now you've got guys like Juwan Howard, Stackhouse, Penny Hardaway, all these guys really, really, Mike Woodson, all struggling right now.
I forgot that Woodson played too, right?
He did. Yeah, he played before
West Coast Atlanta. Well, wait a minute though, but Juwan had some success, and didn't Penny have some success?
Early Juwan had success, but he inherited John Beilein's program at Michigan. Okay, so a lot of the culture was already there. Some of the players, it's been awful the last 2 years in Ann Arbor. Awful. They were like almost, I think they finished in last this year in the Big Ten or second to last. Mike Woodson struggled. Penny didn't make the tournament this year after starting out 15-2. They've been brutal and barely made the tournament the last 2 years at Memphis, which has got huge NIL. You know, the one thing that could change the game for some of these guys, because they'd rather golf than recruit, almost all. They'd rather golf than recruit. And I don't blame them, because they got 50, 100 million in the bank account.
Right.
So, like, it doesn't define them. If they lose their job, you know, Stackhouse got a lot of money to be fired, to go away. So I'm sure he's thinking to himself, like, all right, I'm good here. I'm good. Yeah, I didn't want to go out this way, but it's not going to impact me that much. I just think it was a horrible trend, especially for the alums, because the problem then becomes Stack went to Vandy, not his alma mater, but like Juwan Howard right now, Penny Hardaway right now.
Right.
You can't fire him. You can't fire them.
Right.
Mike Woodson in Indiana, you can't fire them because they're one of your own. They're legends. So they've almost got to come to you and say, hey, you know what? I'm tapping out. I'm done. I don't want to be ripped anymore. I don't want to deal with this bullshit. So Patrick Ewing, it went like a year longer than it should have, and it bottomed out. It completely bottomed out to where it's now. Ed Cooley took over, and he's got a mountain to climb to get it back.
All right, Jeff, to wrap it up, who's winning this whole thing?
I could see a surprise winner this year. I could see it. I think UConn, Purdue, Houston are the best teams. They're number one seeds for a reason. Arizona's got really good talent too. But, man, I don't see a huge gap again. And part of it is because of the changing landscape, right? The portal, the transfer portal. The COVID year has also changed things where everybody got an extra year. So now you've got a lot of teams that have 24-year-olds. Okay. Now UConn's a little bit older too, but like their top freshman, Stephen Castle, is 19 years old going up against 24-year-olds. That's a big difference in college that really cuts the gap, closes the gap a little bit. So, if I got to bet my house on it, I would probably take UConn, but again, I don't think there's a huge disparity. I mean, I watched Baylor last night. They got two first round picks on their team, but they're both freshmen. Jacoby Walter and Eves Missy. And I just don't know if I trust freshmen in the NCAA tournament. Kentucky has great freshmen. But again, I just don't know with the lights going on playing against older dudes, how that's going to translate when the NCAA tournament starts.
All right, Jeff Goodman, enjoy the NCAA tournament, and someday soon you'll get your life back.
25 days.
Not that you're counting. Jeff Goodman, Bob Ryan is on assignment at the Big East and also dealing with a broken computer. This pod and Zoom has brought to you by Prize Picks, the exclusive daily fantasy partner of CLNS Media. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy with Prize Picks. Jeff, talk to you soon.
You got to get them.